Choose Health with holistic health life coach Linda LaCoux, offering you advice to choose a lifestyle that benefits your body and your mind. Insights that help you choose health.
We rely on our sensory perception every day to see, hear, smell, touch, taste the world around us. So how do we eat to make sure we keep these senses in tip-top shape? Your ears, nose, and throat are the three we're going to focus on today. And eating for these is a lot easier than you might think. Food that stimulates your senses is typically organic, unprocessed, and excellent for the health of these organs. So let's start with smell and taste. The sensation of flavor is actually a combination of these two. If you hold your nose and start chewing an apple, taste is limited. But open your nose midway through chewing, and then you suddenly recognize the flavor of an apple rather than just recognizing what it is through texture. More than 75% of taste comes from smell. That's because as you chew, you're forcing air through your nasal passages and carrying the smell of the food along with it. Without that interplay of taste and smell, you wouldn't be able to grasp complex flavors. Instead, you'd be limited to the basic taste sensations picked up chemically by the tongue, which are simply salty, sour, sweet, bitter, and umami, which is a savory sensation that's frequently associated with MSG. Because of this connection, losing your sense of smell can be devastating. Food no longer tastes good. Smell and memory can also be connected in another way. Loss of smell is one of the initial symptoms in degenerative neurological diseases such as Parkinson's and Alzheimer's. In fact, studies have shown a big connection between lowered sense of smell and the likelihood that a person will develop neurological issues later in their life. Studies have been done measuring the sense of smell in people who have no signs or symptoms of Parkinson's, then taken the top 10% and the bottom 10% and followed them for years. All the people who were ultimately diagnosed with Parkinson's later in life came from the group who had smell problems when they were younger. Why are these things connected? Well, there's a possibility that a significant number of Alzheimer's and Parkinson's cases are caused by environmental factors. In that case, the nose could serve as an entry point for whatever poisons, viruses, or toxins are getting to the brain and damaging it. Let's talk about the ears. Research suggests that a healthy dose of two key nutrients, folate and omega-3 fatty acids, help prevent age-related hearing loss. Maintaining good hearing is one of the most important things people can do to stay healthy as they age. In addition to being linked to an increased risk of dementia and Alzheimer's, untreated hearing loss can also be tied to vertigo, tinnitus, and drop falls that can lead to serious injury. The first step in good hearing is to be evaluated by a hearing health professional and to treat any hearing loss. But few people realize nutrition can also support good hearing. The two key nutrients that help maintain good hearing, no matter what its current level is, are folic acid and B12. Folic acid is a B vitamin complex that helps make healthy new red blood cells. Lack of folic acid can negatively affect homocysteine levels, which can slow down blood flow. Good blood flow is essential in bringing in nutrients to the tiny capillaries of the ears. This is also true of the throat and the nose. Thus, folic acid plays a crucial role in good hearing health. So what do you eat? Your senses rely on two things, your circulatory system and your nervous system. Keeping these two things healthy will in turn maintain the health of your senses. Maintaining a certain level of nutrition is critical to the health of these two body systems. Unfortunately, because of the day and age that we live in, our food is very depleted of nutrition from what it once was. So for a lot of people, a multivitamin is kind of crucial. If you want to get into what multivitamin is good for you, that's something that I would recommend looking at on a case-by-case basis, so feel free to contact me at my office. Fruits and vegetables contain a number of nutrients that promote the health of the circulatory system. The antioxidants in dark and bright colored fresh fruits and vegetables such as eggplant, bell peppers, and broccoli protect your heart and blood vessels from damage. A fruit and vegetable-rich diet can help prevent and treat high blood pressure. High blood pressure puts a strain on your circulatory system and increases the risk of injury. Green tea is rich in compounds known as tea polyphenols, which work hard to keep your circulatory system running smoothly. According to the National Institutes of Health, green tea can help reduce blood pressure as well as combat high cholesterol. High cholesterol can harm your circulatory system by forming the harmful plaque that leads to heart attacks and strokes. Almonds and other nuts can boost the health of your circulatory system by providing your body with heart-healthy vitamin E and healthy monounsaturated fats. Vitamin E is a potent antioxidant vitamin that reduces oxidation in your blood vessels. Oxidation damages blood vessels, making them more likely to form plaque. Monounsaturated fats are healthy fats that can lower cholesterol and reduce cardiovascular disease risk. Fish is another really good one. Oily fish such as salmon, tuna, herring, and mackerel are rich in omega-3 fats. Omega-3 fats aid the circulatory system by reducing inflammation, a harmful process that damages your body's blood vessels. Additionally, the omega-3 in fish can help increase good cholesterol while lowering triglyceride levels. The nervous system oversees many functions in the body, including involuntary reactions to emergencies and the digestion of food. Most importantly, the nervous system handles the stress response, which, if overworked, can eventually lead to diseases ranging from high blood pressure to diabetes. Certain foods can help in calming and healing the nervous system. These include fish and green leafy vegetables and also sea vegetables. One of the best foods that help in healing the nervous system is fish. The nerves are protected by myelin sheaths, which contain a very high level of fatty acid. Individuals deficient in these fatty acids may suffer nerve damage primarily because of the degradation of the myelin sheath. If you cannot eat fish or you don't like fish, taking a really good omega-3 supplement is something that you should definitely look into. Good, clean, organic sources of omega-3 are of paramount importance to your body and to your brain. Green leafy vegetables can also help in healing the nervous system. These vegetables are high in B-complex vitamins, vitamin C, vitamin E, and magnesium, all important in the proper function of the nervous system. The nervous system both synthesizes and circulates neurotransmitters, which are brain chemicals that regulate heartbeat, respiration, and digestion. B vitamins are essential to this process. Vitamins C and E are anti-aging for the nervous system, and magnesium acts to calm the nerves. Sea vegetables such as seaweed are another food that can help in healing the nervous system. Sea vegetables are high in minerals, and minerals are essential to proper nervous system function. Minerals assist a variety of the nervous system's functions, from oxygen absorption to clear brain function. It's also good to note that foods which produce a response from your senses in their natural and unprocessed state are typically good for your senses. Things like grapefruit, cayenne pepper, pineapple, ginger, honey, chamomile are all excellent at reducing phlegm, loosening mucus, and keeping your ears, nose, and throat healthy. Now that you have more information on your senses and what to eat to keep them healthy, I hope this helps you choose health for your ears, nose, and throat in the future.
This has been Choose Health with Linda LaCoux. Linda is a certified holistic health coach, bend instructor, and personal trainer with Life Support Holistic Health in Cookeville. She's available for your questions on Facebook and online at lifesupporthh.com.